every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition.
We're going way out back tomorrow to the Back 40. First Saturday of the month here in March. We're joined with Arizona Farm Bureau spokeswoman Julie Murphy. And it is March's National Celery Month, and that's what we're going to be talking about today, among other things. But we try and select commodities that are coming off of our local farms and ranches that are being harvested in real time and help connect you, the Arizona homeowner, with this $23 billion food industry that we rely on here in Arizona.
Yes, it's a celebration. And, you know, March, for our foodie friends, they should love this month because every day there's some type of food celebration, not just every week, but every day there's some type of, and in fact, it's on Fill Your Plate. It's this week's blog. And so we can really celebrate food and certainly celery in March. And we're growing it in Yuma mainly, also Maricopa County. And it's one of, it's like another one of those fruits and vegetables that's really robust here. And we do a really good job of it because we've got really good farmers.
Well, and it is right there at fillyourplate.org. You click on the blog. It's the premier one. I'm glad I didn't know this until now. I'm not disappointed that I missed banana cream pie day on the 2nd. But we've got Irish Food Day coming up on the 17th. Artichoke Day on the 16th, Crunchy Taco Day on the 21st.
What's today?
Today is Cereal Day.
Cereal Day. See, there's a food celebration for every one of the days in March, all 31 days.
With a bowl of Dan Sizen milk on the top.
Yeah.
I'm looking for dairy.
Local milk. There you go.
Milky Way Day, the 12th.
Yep, it's a... It's a cornucopia of food days on March, but I'm glad that we've picked celery as our commodity because while I don't have USDA numbers on that one, we have a lot of great fruits and vegetables we're growing here in Arizona, and we're just winding down a lot of the fruits and vegetable production in the state of Arizona, certainly in Yuma County and Maricopa County, but heck, we do it all. We grow the Med diet in the desert. It's considered the Mediterranean diet is considered one of the healthiest diets in the world, and we can grow it all. If you were ever to look at a food pyramid that represented the Mediterranean diet, and by the way, we have stories on that on both azfb.org and fillyourplate.org. If you were to look at the Med diet pyramid, every one of them, including the section on fish, it's something that we grow here in the state of Arizona. So that $23.3 billion industry, even though it's an engine to our economy, it's also a health engine to our hearts and our souls and our minds, our bodies. So it's all good stuff.
And some of the health benefits here listed for celery, lowers high cholesterol and inflammation, prevents or treats high blood pressure. Those are all good benefits. And, you know, celery by itself?
You know, my favorite way to eat it is just peanut butter.
Gotta add the peanut butter.
Yeah. And something about the crunch of celery. And your mom was telling me something about the Trinity for Cajun cooking. I have to hear this one. I mean, we're close to Easter anyway. We need to hear about the Trinity.
It's just a silly thing in Cajun food. You always have your three base vegetables. And that's your celery, your onions, and your bell peppers.
And you stir that into your roux, and it's like a cooking trinity, not like the holy trinity.
Yeah.
Yeah, take it lightly. And with your little celery and peanut butter, you can put little raisins on there and tell those kids it's ants in a boat, and they think it's even better.
Ants in a boat.
Ants in a boat.
That'll get the kids to eat their celery. So we'll have plenty to talk about when it comes to this commodity.
But before we cover more of that, you've got a special guest on the line you'd like to introduce?
Yes. His name is Chaz Shelton, and he is with Merchant Gardens. Chaz, how are you?
Hey, doing well. Good morning to you all.
Thanks for joining us this Saturday morning. I know on your to-do list you probably have 1,000 things to do, but this is one of our farmers. He's a member of Arizona Farm Bureau. He's based in Pima County, specifically in Tucson. And Chaz, I just want to let you tell your story. I'm classifying you as a beginner farmer because farming's not as heavy in your background as maybe some of the other families that are members of Farm Bureau, correct?
Oh, man, yeah. Beginner is a generous title, yeah. I'm as green and novice as you can get to the world of agriculture.
Well, the green part of it, I think it's going really well because I've seen some of the produce that you guys do at Merchant's Garden. So tell us your story.
Yeah, no, well, hey, thanks again for having me. I really appreciate any opportunity to share our story is a joy of selling. But yeah, my dad and I started a farm down in Tucson about 5 years ago, so in January of 2016. And neither one of us had, a bit of experience growing food. And we just were really passionate, curious guys, and I had worked in public health for a number of years and worked on, in Philadelphia and working on, food-related policy around access of healthy foods. And so we came up with this idea to, hey, if you just build a farm in the city, surely people will get healthy. And we were naive enough to think that was a really easy endeavor. But 5 years later, we're still learning just the basics, but it's been a blast. So we in 2016, we came downtown Tucson and we developed one of the schools there within the Tucson Unified School District that had been closed for 2 years. We developed, that football field into our actual farm. So we leased the property from the school district there. We built about 10,000 square feet of greenhouse out there. We're 2.5 miles from kind of the core downtown area of downtown Tucson. And we produce leafy greens. So we do, romaine, butter lettuce, green leaf, red leaf, a little bit of bok choy, and basil as well. We got a team of about six of us, and yeah, we've been having an absolute blast. It's been great. So each year we get better, but I tell people I still don't think I've earned the title to be called a farmer, but man, we're producing food, and we do about 500,000 units down here in Tucson.
Well, when you say 500,000 units, what does that mean for the listener?
Yeah, so that's between our, we sell in three different customer segments. So we'll sell into restaurants, schools, and grocery stores. And so we'll sell 1 ounce clamshell basil that you'll find kind of the herb section in your grocery store. So between that and our head lettuce, it comes out to about 500,000 units a year.
Wow. So, and I think you even picked up a contract with Whole Foods, correct? At least maybe for their stores. It seems like at one point I was thinking that had occurred.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, we are. We sell down here in Tucson in the Whole Foods store as well as the AJ store. So we have been having conversations and are approved actually to sell all across the state here in Whole Foods and in the AJ stores, and we absolutely love to get there, as we kind of grow and mature as a company.
So in 2020, each year you've been able to scale, correct? You're talking, yep. You're producing about 500,000 units, and so every year you're kind of expanding on that, but kind of conceptually, your whole model is different. You're basically doing aquaponics, and it's all under a managed greenhouse controlled environment, correct?
Yeah, exactly, Julie. Yeah, so we do everything in a controlled environment in a greenhouse, and then we use a recirculating irrigation or water system for our plant production. So everything's recirculating. Any water that we lose is from evaporation or what's transpired from a plant. So, and then on top of that, we use fish as our fertilizer. So it's an aquaponic system. We've got about 10,000 pounds of tilapia in tanks in there, and we take their fish waste there, and that's kind of the fertilizer that we have to go into our produce. And so, we're the only that allows us to be USDA organic certified. So we're the only organic certified farm in Pima County here. Yeah, we're excited. We want to bring the highest and best quality of food to the folks here in Tucson and specifically downtown.
So you can say it's closed loop. You're doing the whole process, the whole system. And how did you conceive?
Exactly.
Yeah, how did you conceive that? I know that you're from Chicago, right? Didn't you get your master's there or something? Did you kind of build out on this business model or?
Yeah, you know, I'm a I'm a Midwest guy. I wasn't in Chicago. I'm originally from Michigan.
Okay.
But then I was in Philadelphia. Yeah, I was doing a graduate program there at UPenn, and then I bounced over to Indiana University and got my MBA there. And so kind of built the company business model there while in business school. And then we started researching, hey, who's the best in the world at, you know, kind of this greenhouse farming, hydroponics, aquaponics, and all roads pointed to the University of Arizona.
Yep.
So,
awesome.
You know, we did about farming. So we said, heck, we build it in their backyard here. Hopefully we can knock on a few doors and ask them some questions to come help us out. And they've been a great, partner of ours. We were doing kind of joint research and we hire, you know, interns and full-time folks here for us at the farm. So it's been a great resource for us.
And did I hear you earlier say you had a team of 16 people participating?
Sorry, we're hoping in the near future 16, but yeah, right now there's six of us here.
So what's been the biggest surprise to you though? Obviously you built out a model and it's working. You're in year five for a new business. The fifth year is kind of the magical year. What's been the biggest surprise to you, quote unquote? I know you still have a hard time calling yourself a farmer, but you're growing food. What's been the biggest surprise for you?
You know, there's every day's got its, you know, list of surprises and stuff like that. You know, one of the things that we were really blown away by was, you know, I think probably just how disconnected a lot of the consumers here are of where their food has come from, you know, comes from, and just what a farm is like. You know, we have a lot of tours and classroom,
so you're
tours
teaching.
And for a number of people and students, it's their first time actually, you know, touching food that's, you know, being planted and cultivated and seeing the first fish they've ever seen before. So that was a huge surprise.
We'll continue on that when we get into our next segment.